The sailing vessel Kwai can often be found docked at Kiwala Basin here on Oahu when it's not traveling on the open ocean throughout the Pacific. This past summer, the cargo ship was hired to sail out into the gyre to collect marine debris. It snagged 40 tons of ghost nets that is a growing threat to mariners and to ocean life. We talked to owner Brad Ives earlier this year as he was about to set sail to the Kiribati and then to the Cook Islands. Later this spring, the Kwai will head back out to the Pacific gyre. Its name translates to water buffalo, and a workhorse it is.
The ghost nets are fishing nets that have been abandoned in the ocean and which are, well, can be still fishing. They can be a danger to ships, and they can be, catch other fish, turtles, anything can get tangled up in them. So it's kind of like the top of the chain of plastic that's in the ocean. Because they tend to actually make themselves into balls of different nets. And a ball will be all colors and different kinds of nets. I have not heard a good explanation why they collect that way, but it's great for picking up plastic because they tend to be in balls or at least layers of nets that's all in one place. And so we can go to the net, or once we find it, and we can just put a sling around it and lift it, sometimes by hand, and if it's too big, and some of them are up to 5 tons and above, then we use our cargo gear to lift them up onto the ship.
Like, how many pounds of netting did you retrieve this summer?
We estimated 40 tons, and that all came ashore here in Hawaii, and most of it ended up at the H power plant, burned for electricity. Though we did keep some, about half a ton for artists to make into different programs, whatever they had, artwork or jewelry, or there's a little small cottage industry in making things out of plastic retrieved from the ocean.
And so tell us about the organization that hired you folks to go find these nets, because, you know, how do you know exactly where to go?
Well, the organization Ocean Voyages Institute is a nonprofit organization run by Mary Crowley, and her commercial business is yacht charters around the world. So she knows a lot of yachts that are transiting between the mainland and Hawaii. So she's asked them, and they've agreed to do it, to take marker buoys that with them when they go. And when they see a net, they will attach a marker buoy. And these are satellite trackers. So we had about 10 or 12 buoys that we picked up with nets attached. And then we also keep a constant watch from the top of our mast, a lookout spotting nets, and I'd say about half of the nets were marked and about half we just found ourselves. And so it gives it's even when you go to a track net, there's a good possibility that there's more nets around it just by the nature of the currents and how things tend to collect. And so they were great for finding nets, and they were great for finding more nets around them. On days when we were looking, if we were not actively picking up a net, we often would just pick up plastic debris from the ocean. And that would be, a lot of it was fishing gear, fishing floats, baskets, just all kinds of different fishing gear that was floating individually, and we'd send our small boat out, collect it up, and bring it up, and by the end of the day you have a whole hatch full of plastic. And then we also would observe the small pieces of plastic in the ocean that we're not set up to pick up. We don't have any towing gear or nets to pick that up, but that will be the next step.
What do you think has been the most startling thing that you've seen out there?
Oh, for me, it was the volume. You'll come into an area where you look over the side, and in 10 square feet of water, you're going to have 100 pieces of plastic. Now, these are collected in the gyre by the current system of the ocean, which tends to bring them into the center of the gyre. So that's why that it's so there's so much observable in one place. But it's pretty amazing how much plastic is there.
Is this the first time that you folks were actually hired as a charter to go out and retrieve this, or have you done this before?
No, this was the first time. I've worked with Ocean Voyages Institute, well, Ocean Voyages and Ocean Voyages Institute for over 30 years, so we've done other projects, but this was the first time for us to pick up plastic. We'll be starting another charter for picking up ghost nets and plastic starting in May, which is the good season to go, the calmer weather. With calm weather, you just can see so much more. Wind and waves make it much more difficult to spot. So the summertime is the season for ghost net fishing.
Are there other vessels like yours that go out and do this?
No, I don't know of any specifically using this technique. And it was claimed and that this was the most plastic taken out of the Pacific Ocean by any vessel. So there are numerous other projects underway, including the more difficult ones of taking the small bits of plastic. That's going to take a lot more technology than we have here available to us.
And the ability that your vessel has to then retrieve this, you've got a special like crane or something that you could leverage?
Well, the reason the vessel is suitable, there's several reasons. First of all, we're a sailboat, so we can cover long distances with low or no fuel consumption at speeds that are appropriate for finding nets. And then secondly, our normal business is cargo to small islands. And these islands often don't have a dock, and often they don't have an anchorage. So we're working the cargo into boats in what can be rough seas. So that means our cargo gear is suited for that, and it can lift 8 tons, so we can lift a heavy net, and it's suitable for working in the ocean where you have constant swell and movement. And really, I have to say the third one is our crew. We have just dedicated crew, guys who will jump in the water and swim the slings around the net and come back up and get it hooked up and jump aboard and get it up. And once it's on board, you've got to cut it up with using a variety of different tools, including manual hedge trimmers to small knives, because it has to be a lot of it gets bagged because that we have to put it down below and control it. So anyway, we just have a wonderful crew that sails our ship, and they once again proved they were capable of getting the job done.
That was Brad Ives, owner of the vessel Kwai. Ocean Voyages Institute has hired the cargo ship to make a return visit to the Pacific Gyre in May.